Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Today, let's look at Psalm 116, verse 1 to 14. It says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Again, this encouragement, an example to love the Lord. It is not enough to know that the Lord loves us. We must love him. That is the first and the greatest commandment. Verse 2, because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Is this a cry that you have experienced? Is this a cry that you can relate to? O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. If we don't own that cry as our own, if we can't feel for the writer here and know what he's talking about, how will we ever be able to truly love the Lord and feel that we and know that we owe him our very life? Verse 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted, I said in my haste. All men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Then he gives this wonderful, amazing answer. Verse 13, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. This is what the Lord wants for us. In return for his mercy and his benefits, he wants us to receive, to take up the cup of salvation, and to call upon his name to be saved. Verse 14, I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I think this is referring to, at least in part, that we tell people what the Lord has done for us, that we share our testimony, and that we praise his name among the people. Praise the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to praise him for. And my desire is that we can be encouraged by this today. God bless.